Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Y'all, Jada Pinkett and Will Smith are not the only ones going through it. Just ask Jada's brother.
Wow. Oh, Lord.
And Candace Owens offers to pay Carly Russell's $18,000 restitution if she gives up the tea on her disappearance.
Ooh, honey, sounds juicy. But before we get into that tea, hey, Craig, what's going on with Jada and Will?
Man, it's the never-ending story, man.
Lord.
What Jada has managed to do recently over the course of a few years is make everybody second-guess the example of black love that everybody thought was in her and Will's marriage. Now, even J. Cole had to switch things up because he skipped a line about that Jada and that Will love when performing No Role Models in a recent performance. Check it out.
I want a real love, got skinny and babe love.
I'm so sick of black people throwing away each other as soon as something come up, honey. I mean, it was in the song. We know the song.
It was in the song. We know the song. They did love each other once upon a time. It's like when you get a tattoo. Even though the love is gone, that was a part of your life.
Right.
You know, it was one thing when she was having an emotional relationship with a ghost. You know what I'm saying? It was another thing when the entanglement came along.
And
J. Cole wrote the song before all those other things really came out. The ghost thing we was cool with, but it was the other stuff that was like, damn. Like,
you need to leave Jada Pinkett Smith Shakur alone.
Okay? Oh, no.
He needs to change that line to I want that Bill and Camille love.
Oh.
Because if anybody has ever been a ride or die for that dude for... lose, or draw, it is Camille Cosby.
It's true.
You know, why don't anybody ever say, I want that Alicia Keys and what's his name?
Swizz
Beatz kind of love.
Because Gary will tell you that whole story. We don't.
Yeah.
I mean, she did take that lady husband, but they still in love.
Gary, what you said.
It's the epitome of go after what you want.
Period.
Yeah.
Oh,
get it.
Jesus.
Make it yours.
Yeah. Moving
Gary,
on. What's the moving on button when you need it?
Moving along. That Gary and that T love. All right. Well.
Yes.
Speaking of Will and Jada, guys, this must run in the family because word on the street is that Jada's brother, Caleb Pinkett, was also separated from his wife for years, and now she's calling it quits. Reportedly, Patricia Pinkett filed for a divorce yesterday after 17 years of marriage. 17 years! In the court docs, Patricia claimed that she and Caleb have been separated since February of 2020, and now she wants a divorce. Patricia cited irreconcilable differences as the reason for the split. What y'all think about this? What are even irreconcilable differences?
Why are we dragging Jada's brother in it? Yeah, we didn't even know she had a brother.
How dare she divorce the Caleb Pinkett?
Who is he? We haven't even seen him on the red table.
Okay. No. Like, I didn't even know she had siblings.
Come on, y'all. Let's not bring the family in it just because he divorced his wife. Or did he tell everybody so you can get him a little shine, too?
Get on the gravy train here and let us know about who they are.
So, I mean,
he must have got mentioned in the book or something.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
Does he have a purple table talk or something?
I don't know, child. He got a kitchen table talk.
Did you say end table talk?
Well, Candace Owens came through with a nice little payday offer for the wigless nursing student, Carlis Russell, honey. But only if she can answer the question that everybody's been asking. Girl, where the hell did you go for those 48 hours you disappeared? Okay? Candace hopped on the mic and offered Carly... Candace Owens hopped on the microphone and she offered Carly an $18,000 payout, which is the sum of all her legal fines, if she comes onto her show for the sit-down interview we've all been looking forward to. Let's take a look at this clip.
Wow. I will give you anything. Please come on this show. We are begging. I will pay the $18,000 fine if you sit down with me and give me a one-on-one on where you were for the 48 hours. I mean that. Take it to the bank, Carly Russell. 18K in your bank account. Just talk to me on this show about where the heck you were for 48 hours.
I don't this lady, and I'm with her on this one.
Yeah, I didn't realize she was so pretty.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
But if Dish Nation gave her $18,001, I think she should come on this show.
Yeah, I would like to see us raise that.
And
we got to do a GoFundMe, Gary.
Right. So could we set up a GoFundMe? I think we should get the Wigless exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Producers, that Dish Nation people.
That lady ain't coming on here.
You never know. You never
somebody
know.
Somebody gonna have to counter her offer, and Dish Nation ain't gonna do that.
Yeah. We'll counter it, but it'll be like one less person here.
Yeah. Actually, it'll be like two less.
Well, y'all, it's time for a Dish Gone Viral. Yeah. And this is a wild one, y'all. You said yay. The next time we need someone to catch a swift pair of hands in these streets, we need to find this kangaroo, y'all. That's right, I said a kangaroo. So one of Tanner's cousins and them over in the Down Under Australia got mollywopped by the most brolic kangaroo ever known to man. Mick Maloney got into it with the roo, who was holding his dog hostage in the river, y'all. And when he went to rescue his dog, here's how everything went down.
Look at my dog.
Oh! Oh, hell no.
Did that man die? Okay, there we go. All right.
Oh!
Yo!
Not squaring up.
The predator from down under.
Yo, Wallaroo was like, what's up?
All the smoke.
Got you here.
Excuse me?
Kangaroos are the thugs of the outback.
No, for
real. And people don't necessarily recognize that. They all brolic.
That kangaroo looked like my cousin in jail. I sent me a picture of him just coming off a bench press. He was like, who?
Cousin Joey?
Yeah, that kangaroo. Yeah, Cousin Joey.
Yeah. I ain't gonna hold y'all, but the kangaroo got some nice traps. I like the
shoulders. The kangaroo is built, right?
Y'all don't like.
You're not out here talking about kangaroo body.
Let me tell you something. His shoulders look nice.
If you put a turtleneck on that kangaroo and brought him to a club, Jesse would holla at him because, like, he was just like an ugly, muscular dude in the club. Like,
yeah.
He was cool and all, but he was quiet and his nails were too long.
No joke. I've seen men in the club that look like this.
Yeah. Give him a turtleneck and chain.
Yeah.
He will blend right
and
in.
And then the main one's buying drinks.
He will.
Can I buy you a drink with kangaroo shoulders?
Please, can I see the kangaroo again? Why the kangaroo standing like, yo?
Yo, when he comes up.
Yo, wait till he's still high, stand up, yo.
Why is he jacked like, oh.
Yo. And then what?
No. Yo. Come on now.
Only thing missing is like the little Thug Life meme where the glasses come down. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry.
Is this how they look?
Yes.
Yeah, that's how kangaroos
look. Like, you never see like videos online where like kangaroos just. Yeah. And the thing is, you think it's all hand game, and then it go on that back tail and kick you.
Is this the same sweet looking animal with a pouch in the front?
Yeah.
With that little baby going in the front?
That's marketing. That's how they market kangaroos. That's not really how they are. It's like koalas. Koalas look sweet, man. They'll tear your face off.
But I don't understand. Was I looking wrong? Did he have the dog from the bag?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
He interrupted. Yes, girl.
I don't know. I feel.
My pet punk on his D-ball.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's move on because I'm just sitting here attracted to a kangaroo.
You gonna let him jump in it?
Not you wanted to be where the dog was.
Yes,
not you wanted to be the ruse.
Jessie's got a little crocodile hunter in her, you know what I'm saying?
She wanted to be in Australia.
Coming up, y'all, the Shannon Sharpe's makeup artist had to go a little too hard on the beat. We'll get into that after the break.
Oh, I love that, Jessie Woo.
Jessie Woo.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, hey.
So it was a rough day on the internet for my man, Shannon Sharpe. Apparently, there was a new makeup artist on the set of First Take, and well, she had very sharp He was so shocked, he was casket shocked. Oh. Shannon's makeup was so ashy, fans were concerned. They started asking questions like, who did the body? And of course, the memes started rolling in. Some boy tweeted a picture of him next to Lil Richie, and the caption said, got that man looking like Lil Richard. Went to the Mac counter and got the doo-wop, bop, bop, balop, bamboo foundation. Thankfully, Usk was a good sport about it, because after being told that he looked like Juana Man and Ving Rhames, oh my God, in the Holiday Heart, Shannon defended the makeup artist and said, appreciate the concern over my makeup this morning. This was her first time doing my makeup and it was a little heavy. My appearance is important, not as important as my takes.
Mm. That's what I like about Shannon, is she always handles everything with class, yeah. You know?
Because most people would have been like, ah, she out of here, you'll never work in this town again. Yeah. But for him to be like, hey, give her a break, that's
really
cool.
It's really Shannon's fault for just not looking in the mirror when she was done.
Yeah. They say she was used to working with Wesley Snipes. And
oh, that makes sense.
Got him mixed up, but I don't think so. I mean, his lips was too dark, and I mean...
Yeah, is that lip liner on in the corner?
She probably worked at a funeral home and then started working with him.
He can't have one lip liner, because if she put lip liner on him, then he should have known to look at himself.
Okay, it's not just the makeup. I think it's the makeup and the combination of the glasses that have the little point on the outside.
Yeah.
Which just gives a little bit of sass to it, you know what I'm saying?
But he's still fine, though. That's my baby right there.
Yeah.
I love me some Shannon.
That's the look he's giving you right now.
All right, y'all, moving on. Y'all do know that Hollywood can be a messy place. Mm-hmm. So film director Matthew Vaughn revealed why he had to quit X-Men The Last Stand. Now get this, y'all. He quit because the movie studio was gonna trick Storm, AKA Halle Berry, into returning to the series, right? Apparently, they told Halle she would be creating a thunderstorm to save kids dying in Africa from having no water. Wow, when Matthew initially was given the script, he said, what is this? They responded with, this is a script for Halle Berry because she hasn't signed on yet. Mm. This is what she wants it to be. And once she signs on, we'll throw it in the bin.
Wow.
Well, Matthew was livid, y'all, and he thought to himself, if you're gonna do this to an Oscar-winning actress who plays Storm, I quit. And he did just that.
Wow. Shout out to Matthew.
Yeah.
That was G.
Wow.
Was this all a scheme that Todd set up? It's like, imagine thinking you showing up to set for a 10 cents a day commercial,
right.
And it's all a scheme that Todd set up. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. True.
But do they do that?
I'm sure they do.
Imagine thinking you going to Africa and boom, you in Atlanta, green screen.
Okay.
giving water to the water boys.
Exactly.
Storm's power is to call summon all the water boys who are just slinging it out.
Now, Halle may have been tricked into her role, but Tanner, you got something that is a treat to our health.
Okay, Brad, so 2023 is almost over, and I don't know about you, but I'm trying to end this year with a bang and go full force with my fitness goals. That's why I turned to Green Chef.
Yo, Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating clean with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. Eat clean the easy way with recipes that help manage your weight and support your wellness goals without skimping on flavor.
That's right. You can get dinner on the table during busy weeknights, minus the fuss, with the new 4-person kits from Green Market. They provide everything you need for dinner organized in one convenient kit bag. Think less waste, easier cooking, and easier cleanup.
So easy, even Gary can do it.
Oh, I can.
Yes, Gary, the turkey teriyaki rice bowls are super easy and a fan favorite in my household.
Okay, bring me some to work tomorrow then.
If there's some left. Anyway, fill your best this fall with seasonal recipes featuring certified organic fruits and vegetables, organic cage-free eggs, and sustainably sourced seafood.
Go to greenchef.com/60dishnation and use code 60dishnation to get 60% off plus free shipping. That's right, you're gonna get 60% off plus free shipping when you go to greenchef.com/60dishnation and use the code 60dishnation. Green Chef, the number one meal kit for eating well. Dish
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Okay.
All right, Gary, you gonna love this one, child. Oh. Believe it or not, you have something in common with Rob Lowe, and it turns out that you are both Team Maria Shriver.
Yes, baby, Miss Shriver, honey.
So Arnold Schwarzenegger just went on Rob's Literally podcast, and he called Rob out for taking Maria's side after the split. Ooh. Check it out.
Since I got divorced from Maria, you haven't been around much.
I think she got custody.
Because you wanted to prove to her that you're loyal to her and not to me.
And Arnold's Total Recall co-star Sharon Stone even jumped in the comments saying, he made a healthy friend choice, honey. We all like you, but that doesn't mean we like what you did.
Nah, that's right, honey. I agree.
Okay. Lord,
honey. Did Maria like a dog.
You just won't get over that.
I won't, honey. The maid, honey, she cleaning up and cleaning him up. I don't like that.
I love the loyalty that Rob has with me.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I love that loyalty too. But shoot, this was a win-win for maids all over the world.
Maria may not have even been happy and wanted out of the situation anyway if he was cheating with the maid.
Thank you.
You know, maybe he wasn't making her happy.
What if all this was a scheme that Todd set up and all the while Maria was tired? And the maid just took up Maria's work.
Oh, so Maria put her there knowing that she was frisky, wanting out of the marriage.
I'm telling you.
Arnold would take the fall for it.
Come on now. No. What if this was a scheme that Todd set up, Brad?
I would say Todd Chrisley set that up.
Yo, that is very much a Todd Chrisley scheme.
Right, yeah. Right.
He's doing time for a scheme.
Right here in the pen.
Yeah.
Good old I choose Chrisley. Love more.
All right. Speaking of people who are never, ever getting back together, we all know that Taylor Swift loves her girl squad. She just lent her New York apartment to Sophie Turner following her split from Joe Jonas. Well, it looks like the house fairy has struck again. The other day we were talking about Taylor's friend Gigi Hadid smashing Bradley Cooper.
Right.
And Taylor's helping out with their love story. She's allegedly letting them use her 8-bedroom Oceanside mansion in Rhode Island as their secret love nest. But the secret is out, y'all.
If we talking about it, apparently.
Right.
I thought this is how Heidi Fleiss started.
Right?
Oh, yeah, good. Come have sex in this house that I have set up for you. You want to have sex here? Want to pay me for it?
It's nice when you have a friend that has a house, baby, that you can just go stay in, honey, 8 bedrooms and things like that. And I wait for Brad and Herb and get there.
Exactly.
So I can stay
Brad, my heart is broken. You ain't never offered me a room.
Yeah, me neither.
She lives in her house.
No, she has a New Orleans mansion, too.
Exactly. And her house, got 2 houses. Have you been to Brad's house?
So let me and Leroy get a room.
I had a breakup 3 years ago, Brad, and I'm still hurt.
Bitch, I know you 3 years ago.
That's a good thing.
Y'all are welcome to come to my house, but ain't no smashing at my house.
Wait, is that on the contract, no smashing?
You can come by yourself.
I can't hunch, you know?
You can come by yourself. Now, if you renting any other property that I have, I don't care what the hell you damn do, as long as you pay your bill.
Okay, Gary.
That's none of my business.
Taylor not charging her for
you? Oh, no, but I'm not Taylor. I don't have the Swifties, dog.
Okay, all right.
Well, y'all, up next, what happens when White Claw goes wrong? Find out after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, it's the last story of the day, so...
Dish is it.
Okay. Driving a bus full of kids would make a lot of people want to drink. Hard stuff.
But when
a 60-year-old school bus driver named Amal was fired for drinking a White Claw on a job, she said it was a mistake. Now, Amal, who's undergoing chemo, shares a fridge with a roommate and thought she had grabbed a regular seltzer. She says she doesn't drink alcohol and the chemo makes it hard for her to taste things. So after all is said and done, she's not going to face charges for drinking on a job.
Good. No.
I'm with Amal on that. No.
What you mean? Yeah. It was an accident, Gary. She can't even taste.
No, I experienced something like that, honey. When I drank my in a can, I got reprimanded.
I'm sorry, you're
Google it, honey. Yeah. I had to, and I was reprimanded
because
of that.
That's
not a thing.
You've never had a can, Brad?
No, I don't need it in a can. I get it on a platter, bitch.
Oh, bitch. But I had it in a can.
In a can? That's like being in the closet.
All right.
Who gonna open the can?
Haircrack thinks that they should have Black Claw.
Yeah, like a Hennessy flavored, seltzer beverage.
Absolutely.
You know? For the people, by the people. And instead of like a claw, it's like a black fist, but the hand is out. You know what I'm saying?
What would the other flavors of Black Claw be?
So, all the stuff that we like Kool-Aid Cherry Red.
Right, or watermelon.
They got watermelon, babe.
They got watermelon.
The White Claw came around and claimed watermelon.
Yeah.
They gentrifying everything out here.
They discriminate.
This would be watermelon off the 18-wheeler truck.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.